Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were reading the ayats of Mubahala, that is invoking the curses of Allah Ta'ala on those people who are liars and those people who are in the wrong. When the Christians of Najran, after all the explanations were given to them, they still did not want to accept that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of Allah, he's not Allah himself, etc., all the wrong beliefs. And after all the proof was given to them, then Allah Ta'ala sent the ayats down of Mubahala, in which then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, come with all your family members, men, women, children and all, and I will come with my family members. And then we will make dua, we will invoke, make dua, that Allah's curses must come down on those who are the liars and those who are in the wrong. So then they ask for time of 1 or 3 days. In that period, they also made mashura with the Banu Qaynaqa, Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, the Jews of those tribes of Medina Sharif. Those people also told them that he is 100% the true Nabi of Allah. If you are going to enter this Mubahala, invoking of the curses, you will be destroyed completely. Also, their leader told, their religious leader told their leader, who was their Amir, that he is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. If we're going to enter into this Mubahala, we will be destroyed. And he told further that previously, whenever a Nabi made Mubahala with his people, the old people were not left alive. The young people did not become old. In other words, all were completely destroyed. So don't enter into this Mubahala. Agree to a settlement with him. That is, if you want to remain and carry on with your life as Christians and with your religion of Christianity, then enter into a settlement with him. Then when the appointed time came, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to the appointed place with Hazrat Hussein in his hands. Hazrat Hassan, he was leading him by his finger, and Hazrat Fatima and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum were also with. And when they came there and the priest of the Christians saw this, he immediately said that these are such Nurani people, so much of Nur on them, and they are 100% true and genuine people. If they have to make dua that a mountain must move from its place, the mountain must be crushed, it will happen immediately. And he advised his people that never ever make this Mubahala. Just come to a settlement. If you want to remain as Christians, you don't want to accept Islam and become Muslims, make a settlement. Then they came and they offered their settlement, and the settlement was reached then that every year in the month of Rajab and in the month of Safar, they will give 1,000 pairs of clothes. That is, the lungi that used to be worn at the bottom and a sheet that used to be worn on top. 1,000 in the month of Safar and 1,000 in the month of Rajab. And together with that, they will give some cash also, and that we will return from here and we won't interfere with you in any way whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam accepted these conditions of theirs, and consequently, according to that, they gave their monthly due, their yearly dues in Rajab and in Safar. And they carried on living in their way. From here we learn that even the Christians and even the Jews had seen that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And they also feared going into Mubahala, invoking the curses of Allah on the liars, on the wrongdoers. How much more shouldn't we have iman on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We hear so much of all the advisors, admonishments, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We don't practice, we don't pay attention to it, we still just carrying on with our lives as we want to. Allah give us tawfiq to understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is 100% the true Nabi. Not only we say it with our tongue, but if we do, we will live his lifestyle. Our lives from morning to night will be like that. Our private, public lives will be like that. Our business lives, our ibadat life will be all according to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we say that and we then do how many things against the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact we are so guilty of tashabbuh bil kuffar that we imitate the kuffar in our dressing, our education, our lifestyle, our holidays, whatever. We do it almost everything. Our houses, the furnishing of our houses, all the kuffar lifestyle. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hardly found in our lives. Just a few smattering of sunnahs, outward sunnahs we got, and we make ourselves happy that we are following sunnah. But to follow sunnah and the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have the true iman in everything, we will follow according to him. Where we find ourselves weak, we won't justify ourselves. We won't prove ourselves right, we will make tawbah and istighfar. That is the correct way to go. Nobody can be perfect, nobody can be 100%, but then to humble oneself and to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But instead of that, we do all the wrong thing and we find proof still from the Quran to prove ourselves doing our wrong things. We prove ourselves right. That is a very dangerous path and a path leading to destruction. May Allah let us understand and take lesson from these great events that took place in the history of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana.